It's a download here on WGN with you till 11 o'clock. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up, Jay Chandrasekhar, the man, one of the men behind Broken Lizard. They are currently shooting, and we'll ask them all about it, Super Troopers 2, which is crowdfunded. This is an amazing experience where they were able to get a lot of their movies done through the Hollywood system. Then Hollywood kind of turned their back on it. We'll talk about the sort of the economy of making small indie size films in Hollywood. It's just not there anymore. So they had amassed a great following of people who enjoy Super Troopers, enjoyed Broken Lizard's work, and they were able to go straight to there. We talked about this, Pete, back in June, maybe. And they were able to get the money, and they're starting to shoot. And people who gave money to the Kickstarter fund are able to see all the stuff before everybody else. It's really interesting. So we'll talk to Jay coming up about that. They're in town at Park West tomorrow night. Well, this past week, the MacArthur Foundation awarded 14 Chicago arts organizations with grants. It's the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. The grant ranged from $200,000 to $1 million, depending on the company's budget. This is a big award. It means life or death for many theater companies. And this year, it's all Chicago, which is amazing. This year's winners include the Red Orchid Theater, the Chicago Jazz Philharmonic, the Young Chicago Authors, Chicago Opera Theater, among many, many others. And of course, the Albany Park Theater Project, who have been a guest on this program before. David Feiner is the artistic director of the Albany Park Theater Project. He was on with us back in August to talk about Feast that was at the Goodman. David, congrats on the MacArthur grant.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me here, Justin.
So, I mean, talk about how exciting, I mean, for you guys to get this kind of grant, that's pretty impressive.
You know, it's a dream come true kind of grant. It's a game-changing grant for us. It's by far the largest grant in our history. And, of course, the MacArthur Award has been around for about 10 years.
Right.
And it's just a very prestigious recognition as well. So, we've been receiving congratulations from all around the world in addition to a game-changing grant to establish an operating reserve that helps us achieve long-term financial stability.
And that's really what this grant is. This isn't sort of like, here's some money, dudes, put up some cool lights. This is really about giving you reserves and the opportunity to create an effective theater company.
That's absolutely right. The purpose is to create a reserve that that ensures that if there are unexpected expenses or an unanticipated loss in revenue, those kind of things can throw a small mid-sized nonprofit just into turmoil, mm-hmm. and can cause you to collapse. And this gives us a backup fund that we can draw on to keep going. And in a case like that, it also means that, that we have a fund that we can use for innovation as well to kind of seed some innovative projects of our own for the future.
Well, I want to talk to you soon here about Learning Curve, which is coming up here. You guys are starting rehearsals. This is an amazing show we're going to talk about in just a second. Joining us on the line now, Kate Fox. Kate is a senior program officer at MacArthur Foundation. Kate, thanks for joining us, and thank you for shilling out so much money.
Well, thanks for having me, and you're welcome.
Kate, let me ask you this. MacArthur is an international organization. This is not something that just gives money to Chicago theater and arts programs. Why is every recipient from Chicago?
That's a great question. Yeah, the award, which, as David mentioned, began in 2006, was really a way for us to recognize exceptional organizations that are key contributors to the core fields that the foundation is actually working in. So this means our local work, our national work, and our international work. So the Chicago focus is really an opportunity to call out our commitment to our hometown. Our foundation has been thinking about the way that we've been doing our grant making, and we've been making some shifts in our framework. And as we make shifts, I think sometimes our hometown community gets a little nervous about what that might mean for the investment, the long-term investment that we've made in the city. So this year actually represents three firsts. It represents the first year we've ever focused this award on organizations in Chicago. This year represents a first for the first time we've ever really focused in a particular area of our work, so the arts and culture portfolio, which is only focused here in Chicago. And it's the first year that our Chicago arts and culture organizations have actually been eligible for the award.
Wow.
Previously, they hadn't even been eligible. So this is really This is just a wonderful opportunity for us to celebrate what a vibrant place Chicago is. And it's our hometown, it's our headquarters, it's where most of the staff live. So, you know, it's something that we can all really celebrate.
So let me ask you about that, because, yeah, I mean, the 14 companies that are getting money, I mean, they're going to get, this is a one-time thing. They're not every year going to be up for the same amount of money in the grant, almost like another foundation might do it, where each year you get an award. This is a one-time thing. Do you see yourself continuing that trend and doing more Chicago companies, or was this a kind of a one-year experiment for you guys?
Right. So I think it's really important to remember that these are organizations that are within our giving portfolio already. So most of these are organizations like David's, which have been in relationship with MacArthur for years. So while the award is a one-time shot of a large influx of institutional grant-making, the investment is one that is ongoing in terms of our own grant-making. So that's just to suggest that it is both a short-term investment mm-hmm. and a long-term relationship. And, you know, as to whether or not this is the path going forward, we're in a period of evaluation for the MacArthur Award, and while we were doing the evaluation, we decided we would do some experimentation, which is how we ended up with the Chicago class. And I think that going forward, we're going to have the opportunity to consider the experiences of all of these past recipients, thinking about what it really takes for organizations to become sustainable over the long term. And I think that's really going to inform the way we go forward. So it's probably not something that we can expect next year for arts and culture, sadly. But, you know, it is something that the foundation is thinking very carefully about.
Well, I mean, it was an amazing year for arts and culture. Kate Fox is a senior program officer at MacArthur, at the MacArthur Foundation. We're talking about the grants that were the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions went to all arts and culture companies here in Chicago. Kate Fox, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
You bet.
I mean, it's amazing, right? I mean, it's amazing to think, like, there are so many places they could put their money, and they put it into 14 companies doing arts and culture here in Chicago.
It's absolutely true. And, you know, and one of the great things about the MacArthur Award is you can't apply for it. So you get a call
right.
out of the blue from, I got a call out of the blue from Kate and said, you know, saying, we've selected you for this award. You've been through an elaborate vetting process. We believe wholeheartedly in the mission of Albany Park Theater Project, in the artistic work that youth artists create at Albany Park Theater Project, and at the youth development that's achieved through the creation of original art by teenagers in our city. We believe in your mission. We believe in your track record. We believe in what you can do in the future. So we've selected you for this, and we've decided to give you this $400,000 award.
It's amazing, David. Congrats. Okay, let's take a break. We come back. I want to hear about Learning Curve. This is a show that's in rehearsals right now, an immersive experience that puts you inside a Chicago public school, essentially.
That's right.
The Albany Park Theater Project just got a huge grant from the MacArthur Foundation. We'll continue our conversation with David Finer. When we come back here on The Download. Stay with us. Back with David Finer here on The Download. He's the artistic director of the Albany Park Theater Project, which won him, I guess you say won, you won a grant, was the recipient?
Received. Received a MacArthur Award, yes.
There you go, $400,000 award. A very nice award
for
their work.
Indeed.
And you guys have been such a staple in that community and the theater community here. I mean, just quick, the elevator pitch for your company, because it's a youth-based theater company.
Albany Park Theater Project is a multi-ethnic youth theater ensemble that inspires people to envision a more just and beautiful world. So the teens in our ensemble create all original performance works based on interviews with working class and immigrant communities throughout the city of Chicago. And actually, our 19th birthday is coming up, so we're about to start our third decade.
Wow, that's crazy to think about.
Started with a budget of $15,000 in 1997, and now
I remember when you guys started too. That's crazy. And I also would say that when we had you on talk about Feast,
that's right.
That show was a tremendous success. And now, I mean, the show that you're working on now, the show that's in rehearsals, Learning Curve, seems to be even bigger. Talk about this show, because this is an immersive, and we say that word, we just throw it around, but
right.
it's essentially a story about Chicago Public Schools.
Right.
Kids in schools, and it's a school. What is it?
Right. So Learning Curve is an experience that places you within the walls of a Chicago public school and in the shoes of its students. So like all of our Albany Park Theater Project performances, it's based on interviews. In this case, it's based on interviews with students, teachers, parents, and administrators at Chicago Public Schools. All the interviews conducted by our youth ensemble members. And then rather than taking those interviews and adapting them into a play and putting it on stage, what we've done is we have inhabited an entire school building with those stories, and we bring the audience into the building. So the building itself becomes a star of the show. And I want to keep some secrets, because part of the experience is the mystery of
and
not
it's on
knowing.
It's on the summer. So
that's right.
Yeah, right.
And it's in the summer. So part of it is, but you come through. You come through the front door of this school building, and you begin a journey that will take you to spaces throughout the building, experiencing scenes and performances in sites throughout the building. And it's going to be we're creating it in collaboration with this company from New York.
Yes. A very, very prestigious company, Third Rail Projects. If anyone who's paying attention to theater right now, this is the hot theater company out of New York City, out of Brooklyn.
That's right.
They kind of specialize in kind of pushing the envelope.
They do. I think they're really about reimagining the relationship between audience and contemporary performance, and they merge dance and theater. And they have a long-running show in Brooklyn called Then She Fell. They've just opened a new show called The Grand Paradise in Brooklyn, got rave review in the New York Times. They're about to open a show this spring in Denver, and we're really proud to bring them to Chicago for the first time. And, they don't make work with teenagers. And so this is the first time that they've collaborated this way with another company. First time, as far as we know, the first time that a youth company has ever created a large-scale immersive performance like this.
And it's... You're teaching. You're not only teaching, oral history. You're teaching journalism in a way. You're teaching storytelling,
right?
But you're teaching theater, and the idea that teenagers are going to get an opportunity to work with Third Rail and work in an immersive style. It's breaking the fourth wall. I mean, what do you expect? How do you expect the kids to react to the idea that this kind of theater, which is very advanced, and sometimes, theater actors and producers, they don't get to this part until 10, 15 years into their career. How do you expect them to react?
We've done a couple of workshops of Learning Curve, and they've taken to it so readily. I mean, our company has a culture of saying yes, and I think our teenagers... they just come in with a can-do attitude of, throw any idea at us. We're gonna run with it. And they've just leapt at the opportunity to really engage directly with audience members and share these stories and take these stories, from their lives and from the lives of their teachers and their schools, and bring them directly to audience members in a very, I would say, in a visceral way, in an intimate way. One of the things that the folks at Third Rail say is that immersive performance in some ways takes just exceptional social skills, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
It's about being able to relate directly to your audience.
Yeah.
And so as you're
Difference between audience and interacting with strangers.
That's
true. Really what you're doing,
that's
because
right.
The audience isn't going to be seated in the kind of traditional way. I mean,
right.
One thing to interact with your audience. That's like a stand-up comedian. This is more like you're going to have to, have face-to-face interaction, communication with people who paid tickets.
That's absolutely right. And one of the interesting things, and I think challenges that our teens are taking on extremely well, is that, you've got 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds playing teachers in this production, and about 70-80% of our audience is adults. So you've got a 16-year-old becoming a teacher in relation to an adult in this world, and that's a negotiation of authority and status. It's some really interesting stuff happening.
Well, I can't wait. I mean, this is it's not coming out till June. You said
July. We open in July.
Oh, man.
I know you're going to have to wait, but just you know what? Have us back a few more times, Justin. We'll talk about it.
You
along
get
the way.
One grant over there, you know, and everything gets pushed back. No, so in July, this will be a big project. This will be the summer thing to do here in Chicago theater.
And if I can make actually a quick shout out, you talk about grants. We also specifically for Learning Curve, we won an Impact 100 Chicago grant. It was a $100,000 grant. Specifically for Learning Curve. And I want to make a shout out to them. It's a women-led charity, philanthropy, and we could not make Learning Curve without their investment.
There you go. David Feiner is the artistic director of the Albany Park Theater Project. Learning Curve will be coming out this summer. We'll have you back.
Thank you.
Definitely talk about this, and I can't wait to see it. And congratulations on not only the grant that you got for Learning Curve, but the MacArthur grant as well.
Thank you so much, Justin.